Hi, VoiceTubers! Yes, it's me, Catherine, again. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is my second time hosting this challenge. If you missed the first one, you can check out the challenge on April 30th. It was a video talking about hackers who can hack into your laptop camera and spy on you. Yeah, I know. It's very creepy. But today, let's learn something happy, uplifting, and motivational. Here, let me give you three words that will definitely make your day. Here it goes. Money, millionaires, and rich. Wow, these three words just sound great, right? Well, the video is actually talking about some of the good habits that the rich people have in common, especially those self-made millionaires. To me, it's interesting to find out that they thrive on daily ritual as a way of maintaining high levels of productivity, while at the same time keeping space in their lives for what's really important, such as family time, meditation, and good quality sleep. Becoming an early riser, huh? Well, I just hope I won't give up on the second day. Okay, let's look at today's sentence. They are also trying to read uplifting, motivational, inspirational things to get them in the right mindset. And this is so important. I have to say that today's sentence is rather easy, isn't it? But there are still some really good words that I use a lot. The first one is uplifting. Uplifting. Yeah, I know it's kind of hard to pronounce, I know. 因为首先你的 P 接着后面要马上接着 lift， 所以舌头超忙的 uplifting， uplifting， 多练习几次，并且小心舌头不要抽筋咯。这个字啊，其实还蛮好记的，因为你看哦，前面是 up 嘛，往上，然后后面一个字 lift， lift 是往上抬的动作，所以两个字加在一起就有一种不断升高啊，升高的感觉，就像把你的心情这样，呜，升高，再升高。所以呢 ，anything that makes you feel happier or gives you more hope can be described as uplifting. For example, I like Jason Mraz a lot. Jason Mraz music is very uplifting. I especially like the song I Won't Give Up, and I used to listen to it every day on my way to work. 我每一次听 Jason Mraz 的歌，都会让我心情整个振奋起来，然后重新回去面对残酷的现实，就是要坐捷运去上班。以前我在上班坐捷运通勤的那段途中，我几乎都是听 Jason Mraz 的歌，才可以让我能够顺利的走进那个公司。Okay, next, motivational. 蛮长的字哦，但是我们来分音节 motivational. 五个音节, motivational. It's an adjective. Anything that can make somebody want to do something can be described as motivational. 就是很励志的，很激发人心的。学这个字啊，我们可以和它的动词一起学 motivate. Motivate 怎么用呢？ If Catherine's videos are motivating, then you can say Catherine's videos motivate me. Both imply the same meaning. Then there's the word inspirational. 一样哦，很长的字母分音节 inspirational 五个音节 inspirational inspirational. Again, it's an adjective. Anything that provides inspiration can be described as inspirational. Ha, very direct and straightforward definition. 就是呢，给你带来灵感的。 鼓舞人心的意思，就是有灵感的感觉。在国外啊，有一种职业叫做 inspirational speaker， 就是专门去做激励别人的演讲者。比如说，我很喜欢的一位就是 Prince E， 他就是一位我很有名的 inspirational speaker。在台湾呢，你一定要知道的就是我的好朋友 JR Lee 哦，他也算是一个同性质的 inspirational speaker 啦。然后他同时在 YouTube 也有一个频道。 The last vocab is mindset. Mindset. This is a word that I use quite often. It means a set of attitudes or fixed ideas that somebody has. 就是心态, 在我的 YouTube 的频道上，大多数的教学影片都是从一个自学者的心态出发去看这个学英文的事情。Once you have the right mindset, this mindset will guide you to good habits, and eventually you will make a big change in your learning. Mindset, 心态。好，以上就是今天教的三个单字。我们回到挑战的句子哦。这句话啊，其实说长不长，说短也不是非常短，所以今天我想要放一个重点在练习句子的节奏，好不好？你们先听我念一次哦。They're also trying to read uplifting, motivational, inspirational things to get them in the right mindset. And this is so important. 在练英文发音中啊，我自己个人认为大家都一直有一个迷思，就是一定要把每一个字的音发到准确，或是改掉自己的台湾腔才叫做发音好，然后才敢讲。但是啊，我真的个人不这么认为耶。我想要鼓励大家的是，有台湾腔就有台湾腔啊，有一些音发不标准，或你真的发不出来，真的没有关系。但是你必须要去抓到句子的节奏，一旦这个节奏抓好，会让你的流畅度整个瞬间提升。比如说 trying to 第一句的 trying to 那个 to， 一般的老师都会教你发成 trying to 对不对？没有错，你要发成 trying to。 但除此之外啊， trying to 这个 to 它其实是只是一个介词，它是没有意思的，所以这种字你可以稍微把它缩短它的音，变成 trying to， 然后再赶快接后面 的动词。这边呢，你听我念念看， They're also trying to read uplifting blah 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 blah。 再一次哦， They're also trying to read uplifting， 所以它的节奏是哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒。 They're also trying to read 你要打错， They're also trying to read， 有没有发现 to read， 所以呢把它缩短，你的节奏感就上来了。接下来另一句，考考自己能不能听出哪几个字是短促的哦。Uplifting, motivational, inspirational things to get them in the right mindset. 有没有听出来是哪个字？我再一次哦。Uplifting, motivational, inspirational things to get them in the right mindset. 没有错，刚刚说的 to 在这边也要再短一次， things to get them。再来嘞 ，in the right mindset， 的的的的的 ，in the right mindset， 所以 in the 也是要非常的短，非常的快的把它念过去，然后重音放在 right mindset， 因为 right mindset 才是这句话的主要的字嘛，对不对？最后一句 ，and this is so important。我们来看一下 this is， 这两个字是非常基本的两个字，但是大家都会忽略。第一个连音要连起来 this is， 第二那个 is 啊，能够短就短， and this is so important， OK？ 我们再一次哦，我们来先念慢版的。 They're also trying to read uplifting, motivational, inspirational things to get them in the right mindset.And this is so important. 你们发现我虽然念得很慢，但是不会感觉我对句子好像有一种不熟悉或是有怀疑的感觉。你只会觉得我只是把句子讲得非常的清楚而已。Okay, let's try again faster. They're also trying to read uplifting, motivational, inspirational things to get them in the right mindset. And this is so important. 念快的时候啊，反而更需要这种节奏。因为就算你每个字练得非常熟悉，但如果你没有节奏的话啊，都会有一种很急促很匆忙的感觉。比如说你听听看哦，这个是我学生很常犯的一种发音的错误，它会变成这样。They're also trying to read uplifting, motivational, inspirational things to get them in the right mindset. And this is so important. 就像打机关枪一样，这样哒哒哒哒哒哒哒的感觉，一个一个接着发射出去。所以一样，你试着先回去练好慢的速度，节奏抓对之后再整体的加快。 They're also trying to read uplifting, motivational, inspirational things to get them in the right mindset. And this is so important. In my YouTube channel, there's a video called 练发音第三集，五招摆脱台式发音的方法，英文句子的节奏性。I took some time to explain the concept of this 句子节奏 And I do recommend you to check that out if you want to improve your overall pronunciation. And that's it for today. What do you think about this morning ritual that most rich people have? Leave your comments below and remember to practice this sentence. I'll see you around. Bye!